Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Friday of the 15th week of Ordinary Time, and from the United States, we have Sister Kathleen Gallagher, the promoter of preaching for the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois, who lives in Aurora. Her preaching today is entitled, Greater Than the Temple.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus was going through a field of grain on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry and began to pick the heads of grain and eat them. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to him, "See, your disciples are doing what is unlawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he and his companions were hungry? How he went into the house of God and ate the bread of offering, which neither he nor his companions, but only the priests, could lawfully eat? Or have you not read in the law that on the Sabbath, the priests serving in the temple violate the Sabbath and are innocent? I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. If you knew what this meant, I desire mercy, not sacrifice, you would not have condemned these innocent men. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath. I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. Once, very, very long ago, when I was probably a young teen, my grandmother and I happened to be looking out for my much younger siblings while my parents were away for a short time. At the end of this little session, the judge in me was ready to report to Mom the little inappropriate actions that I had noticed in the kids. But I remember so well that Grandma said, "No, they were all right. Don't worry about it." I hope I took her advice and let it go. I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. Some of us may struggle with this wisdom. My grandmother, having conquered many obstacles and lived with challenges, called on her own wisdom. She realized that there was something greater than the temple there. What is the temple? I suppose the temple is the great big ledger with yellowed pages that has lists and accounts and dates and details of all that has gone wrong, complete with names and consequences even. Maybe the temple is old-fashioned teachers in the old schoolhouse with the dunce caps and paddles. Maybe the temple is our own fears deep inside that call us to rigidity and self-imposed rules and self-assigned marks for perfect and less than perfect accomplishments. I say to you, something greater than the temple is here. So what is greater than the temple? I say it is forgiveness, allowing our hearts to be called to something greater than the inconvenience or small hurt of the moment. It is looking at what really matters in spite of what may be the rule. I say it is a touch on the shoulder, a hug in a moment of longing, a smile to a stranger, a hand holding tight. I say it is love in all its worthy expressions. Eating the grain from the field when hunger struck was greater than the temple, greater than considering the law of the Sabbath. The gentle teaching of Jesus was greater than the temple. So today, what is one way we can remind ourselves of what is greater than the temple? Go for it, and I will too.